Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Tim, our fastest WP the Podcast episode ever, and go. Episode 158, best tools for cross-browser and device testing for your website. What's cross-browser testing, Tim?
Yeah, so cross-browser testing and device testing is when you test a website that you're building on all the different browsers, the different devices. And you can imagine that could be very time-consuming, and it could get expensive if you have to go and buy all of those devices to be able to test on. For example, I have a Divi plugin company, and I have a plugin called Divi Bars, and I had a client said, hey, it's not working on Android. I'm an Apple user. I use iPhone. I don't use Android, so I have no way to test it. But there are some awesome tools or apps, whatever you want to call them, that allow you to test in different browsers on different devices so that you could see what a website looks like, how the functionality works on a specific browser on a specific device. And so that's what cross-browser and cross-device testing is. And it can be really important for certain websites if there's some additional functionality. Usually, if you're using a solid theme framework like the Divi framework, then you won't really need to do it for simple brochure sites. But if you have additional functionality, you might want to use one of these tools.
And we've got some free ones and we've got some paid ones. And Tim's going to start us off. And I believe the first one is a paid one.
Yeah, the first one is cross-browser testing, and it's crossbrowsertesting.com, and it's exactly what it is it's cross-browser testing, but you can also test on different devices, different browsers, and it is paid, but they're definitely one of the leaders in this space.
Awesome. The next one is a free one I'm going to go over. It's called Browser Shots, browsershots.org, just like it sounds, browsershots.org. Very similar to the one that Tim just named, cross-browser testing. It allows you to throw the URL in there, and you can choose from, you will be shocked at how many different browser versions and browsers there actually are out there. Go take a look at it. That's our free one, Browser Shots.
And the last one on our list today, which is another paid one, is Browser Stack. And this one is the one that seems to be the most popular, at least in the Divi and WordPress communities that I'm a part of, that people refer to a lot. And so I haven't actually used Browser Stack, but I hear it's really good. It is paid. But again, if this is something that you need, it's definitely worth the expense so that you can ensure that the website is loading and looks right on the different browsers, especially if you're doing big client sites and they have a team member that says, hey, our website doesn't look so great on my, you know, iPhone 5 or whatever. And I actually had that happen. It was a big client website and one of the owners had an outdated iPhone and the website didn't look so great. And so if I would have used these tools, I could have avoided that, not really awkward, but unnecessary conversation.
And so what Tim just said, loosely translated, is he's now a proud paid member of Browser Stack because of that client.
Exactly.
Well, thanks for tuning into this episode. Told you it would be the fastest one. Not a whole lot more to say here about cross-browser testing other than very important, can save you some headaches down the road. Check out the show notes, 158, wpthepodcast.com. And until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.